You also asked me how the Indians felt about my work. And I said that the Indians were just altogether friendly. And I forgot in that case about Miss Wright, and perhaps I don't know of anybody except Miss Wright and her relatives, but perhaps there might have been other Indians like her who were extremely successful leaders of the white man's society, who resented any allusion to the unhappy situation of the full bloods who had been cheated out of their property and who lived in remote places in land that nobody wanted, and who suffered from actual hunger and lack of educational opportunities and everything else. They resented that because they felt as though Miss Wright did. And I know some of her relatives did. I don't know that any other Indians did. But I thought perhaps I should modify what I said about Indians. And there was a relative of Miss Wright's who wrote a very hostile review or letter, which was published in the Chronicles of Oklahoma, about the result of a survey that I made to the Full Blood settlements, in which I had stated frequently and clearly that there were leaders in the economic and professional and intellectual life of Oklahoma who were members of the five tribes, but that there was that unhappy group back in the hills. They resented that. They seemed to feel, although I had made it clear that not all Indians were living in those subhuman conditions, I made it very clear, but she and this relative of hers seemed to resent it. They seemed to think that it was a sort of an attack on the position that Indians occupied in Oklahoma, which it clearly was not. And they did resent that, but I do not know how extensive that resentment was. I do know that I felt that this article that went to the Chronicles should be answered. I never have answered a review except that one time, because I feel as though that a reviewer is almost always an authority on that particular subject, and the reviewer puts his own reputation on the line just as much as the writer has done. And the writer has his book, there it is, that anybody can read, which is his defense. And the reviewer he's responsible. And I feel as though it's not necessary for the writer to defend himself if he gets an unfavorable review. But that that letter misrepresented what I had made so clear about the leadership of the of a fine group of Five Tribes Indians, people like Muriel Wright, for instance. He represented that so much that I did feel as though I should answer it. So I think maybe I should have clarified that to say that I have had some kickback from Indians, but not very much. Those are the only instances I know. And I always gave Miss Wright full credit for her achievements, and sometimes she was a rather emotional person in a way, I think, and sometimes she was very friendly to me, and when she was, I always accepted it, and when she wasn't, I understood the reason for it.